PFT Media.
My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, "Thanks for the ball. Now come on, let's play." Hey, I'm Mark Baratelli. Welcome to Orlando Opinions. Orlando, the city you live in. For now. Today we're going to talk about all things Orlando and in a fun, sassy way. First topic is food hall boom. You can go to, I have every food hall project listed on OrlandoFoodHalls.com, OrlandoFoodHalls.com. So you can go get all the who, what, where there. I'm excited because it's going to get real uppity in here with the food halls. Because a good food hall, to me, you, and I've been to them because I'm rich and I've gone to New York City. So you go in and the decor is elevated. It's thoughtful. They've got real architects, real designers. The food is overpriced and it's too fancy. And everything on the menu is like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. So that's how you know that you're in a good food hall. It's going to bring, I do think, though, it's not going to be as local-centric as the food truck boom, right? The food truck boom, which began in 2011, thanks to me, was all local businesses opening up food trucks. But these food halls, some of these food halls are going to be put together by companies that put together food halls. And if they already have relationships with restaurants in other cities that they've put together food halls with and have worked with and have no reason to not feature them, they're going to feature them. They're going to bring them in from other cities. So, and also the rent's going to be really high. So that's going to keep out the small mom and pops. And that's okay, because maybe a food hall is not so local centric as everyone sort of imagines it to be. It's really an expensive venture. Two food halls were announced recently. Southern Box Food Hall in the Packing District of College Park, and Gatlin Food Hall, not in SoDo, but it's south of downtown in Edgewood. Gatlin Food Hall is the same three vendors that are in a food hall like space in Winter Park. And so that's going to be okay. What I like about it is that they're going to have an additional 4,000 square feet of outdoor seating called a beer garden, and they're taking it away from the parking lot. I love taking parking lot space and doing something else with it. The Southern Box Food Hall is going to be 20,000 square feet, and the judging by the renderings, it's very like night. Even though the building was built in the 1930s, it looks like it's going to have a 1960s feel with a lot of white cement and not a lot of shade outside. And I want to say something about the renderings, if I can. Excuse me, architects of Packing District and Southern Box Food Hall, are you listening? Your renderings are boring. I need the renderings to come from either below eye level or at eye level, and I need you to put more fake people in them. Right now, it's like the renderings are like taken as if a low-flying helicopter is hovering, like just above roof level, and it's being shot. This fake photograph is being shot at a time when no one is at the food hall. There's like six little bodies walking around. Fix it. Make it look more exciting, because like I was sharing these renderings and people were excited because it's a food hall, but the renderings don't really make people excited. So work on that, please. In 2013, I did a pop-up store with 35 vendors, and this is how it worked. I took all their merchandise. I said, get out. We put price tags on it, and you could shop all of the merchandise and have one checkout. And what I loved about it was that I could take people on a tour of the store. And while I was telling them about each product, going from brand to brand to brand, I was basically giving them a tour of the city of Orlando. And that is exactly what the company Prismatic is doing and did to the Downtown Information Center, now it's called Discover Downtown. When you enter the new space, this newly designed space, you don't enter a room full of brochures, you enter a store. And I had the exact same experience I did in my pop-up shop. The manager came up and toured me through from product to product, from shelf to shelf, and telling me about the designer and the maker and the company and where they're located within the city. And after she took me on a tour, I felt like, you know, I learned more about the city of Orlando. So this idea of learning about your city via retail experience, I love it. Also, in this new information center, they have a 500,000 million foot tall mural done by my favorite artist, Boy Kong. It is gorgeous. They need to take that, print it, and put it on t-shirts. Behind the store is a meeting space and an office space, and it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous space. And they said they're going to put more local products in the store in the coming months. So kudos to Prismatic and the City of Orlando for a fantastic new information center. Extra, extra, read all about it. The Daily City's got a newspaper. That's right. What? Newspaper? What is this, the 70s? What is this, bell bottoms? What is this, afros? Yes to all the above. I made a newspaper. We printed 1,000 copies. We distribute all of them already, and we have to do a second printing. I did one in May, and I handed it out. The purpose was to hand it out at the Orlando Fleet in May. Wait, not May, March. Let me do some more cocaine. I did one for the Orlando Flea in March, and I have a farmer's market, the indoor farmer's market, coming up in June, and I thought I want to do another one in June to hand out to people. And then I had the idea to like, oh, well, let's take them to other local businesses and see if they'll display them, and they did. We distributed 1,000 copies. I'm obsessed with it. It is my new obsession. We're going to print another 1,000 copies for the indoor farmers market, and I'm going to find other businesses that we can put them at. And the goal is to, that's it. We're just going to do June. And then if July comes around and we have enough stories and we have enough content and I have enough time, because I'm a busy woman, we'll do another edition. That would be nice if we did. It would be nice if it became like a monthly thing. I will release a list of where to get these once I have made the list, because we really drove from place to place and distributed them and then didn't write it down. So we have to go back and like remember everybody who said yes to having them. But I will say that every business is, I'm not just blowing smoke up your tutor. All of the businesses that the newspapers are at are very, very cool. I was very specific in which ones I wanted to engage, because I felt like the type of content that's in the newspaper is only going to be interesting to a certain demographic, a certain type of person who's interested in what's going on in their city. So I made sure to only put them in places where those people congregate. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. My name is Mark Baratelli. You're not going to follow me on Instagram because my account is personal, because I say too much shit about myself that it's none of your business. So follow the Daily City on Instagram for more local wonderful news. And remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.